This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. All party meeting urges a main opposition to help conduct parliament smoothly. School closed following increasing cases of viral fever in Rolpa district and North Korean leader offers to restore inter-Korean hotline. Now the news in detail. The all-party meeting convened by Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba in a bid to ending the parliament obstruction has urged the main opposition party, the CPN-UML, and its leader KP Sharma Oli to play pivotal role in proceeding ahead the parliament session in a smooth and dignified manner. Top leaders of all the parties representing in the parliament except the CPN-UML attended the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence at Valvatar. Government spokesperson and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said after the meeting that the main opposition party's absenteeism has given rise to doubts whether it was trying to avoid talks and dialogue. Minister Karki said that Prime Minister Deuba in the meeting urged the UML chairperson Oli to take initiation for dialogue, consultations and consensus, stating that it would not be appropriate to obstruct the parliament when 30 bills are under consideration in the House of Representatives and 27 bills under consideration in the National Assembly. The government spokesperson urged the main opposition not to obstruct the parliament meeting in order to give an outlet to such topics directly related with the public interest. Today's meeting of the House of Representatives has presented the 58th annual report of the Auditor General 2078 Vikram Sambad. On behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki presented the 58th annual report of the Auditor General 2078 Vikram Sambad. The next meeting of the House of Representatives will be held on 5th of October at 1 p.m. Nepal has also participated in the literary network of the Belt and Road, which is a part of the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, put forth by China. As informed, the Chinese Writers Association is the founder and Nepal Academy is the co-founder of the network that aims to undertake research on literature, culture and civilization, carry out translation works, protect copyright, publish literary books and exchange culture. In the virtual address to a joint meeting, Chancellor of Nepal Academy Ganga Prasad Upriti expressed his belief that the shared platform would be very effective in exchanging experiences and achievements. Some schools in Rolpa district have been closed again within a few days of resumption of physical classes. School principal Don Bahadur Puna said they were compelled to close the school after more than 60% students and teachers feel ill all of a sudden. It is said that students and teachers have developed symptoms like fever, throat pain, vomiting, cough and weakness. Incidents of human trafficking are taking place through border checkpoint of Rupandehi. Maiti Nepal data shows that human traffickers have been selling Nepali women and children to India and third countries on different temptations. Rupandehi chapter of Maiti Nepal say the incidents of human trafficking have continued unabated. As many as 56 women and children were rescued from border area Belhia from mid-July to mid-August in the current fiscal year 2017. 1979 Vikram Sambat. The under construction Raswagari hydropower project has witnessed delay in the installation of equipment due to sheer ignorance on part of the contractor company. Hydropower project chief Chabi Gaire said that they have repeatedly following up the Indian company to comply with the Memorandum of Understanding. The 111-megawatt project requires a year-long time for installing the equipment in powerhouse and so far 50% of the progress has to be made. However, it has resulted in delay in the production of power from the project due to negligence of the contractor. The meteorological forecasting division said the weather to remain generally cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province at a few places of rest of the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has said he is willing to restore a vital communication hotline with South Korea in a possible offer of reconciliation. He also accused the US of proposing talks without changing its hostile policy towards the North. Pyongyang severed the hotlines in August this year in protest against South Korea-US military drills. Kim's latest comments came during Pyongyang's annual parliament session. The KCNA report stated that Kim Jong-un expressed the intention to see to it that the North-South communication lines that had been cut off due to the deteriorated inter-Korean relations are restored first from early October. At least 116 people are now known to have died in a fight between rival gangs in Ecuador jail, officials say, making it the worst prison violence in the country's history. At least five inmates were decapitated in Tuesday's clashes in the city of Guayaquil, while others were shot dead. Police commander says the prisoner also threw grenades. It took 400 police officers to regain control. Local media report that the uprising was ordered by powerful Mexican drug trafficking gangs that are now operating in Ecuador. Top U.S. defense officials have said the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan can be traced back to a deal between the group and the Trump administration. The so-called Doha Agreement was signed in February 2020 and set a date for the U.S. to withdraw its troops. Defense Secretary agreed, saying the agreement had helped the Taliban get stronger. In addition to setting a withdrawal date, the Doha Agreement included broad obligations on the Taliban to take steps to prevent groups such as Al-Qaeda from threatening the security of the U.S. and its allies. After his election, U.S. President Joe Biden continued the plan for a withdrawal but with an end date of 31st of August instead of May. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. All-party meeting urges main opposition to help conduct parliament smoothly. School closed following increasing cases of viral fever in Rolpa district and North Korean leader offers to restore inter-Korean hotline. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.